How would you like to have a week like this? He's been introduced as the 16th head coach of the Washington Capitals and elected into the Hockey Hall of Fame on the same day.
Not bad.
Perhaps the only thing missing, an opportunity to raise Lord Stanley's Cup as NHL champion. And yes, we have that expectation. Joining us live, the Caps' brand new head coach, Adam Oates. Oatsy's with us. He's in the house. Good morning. Great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, guys. How are you?
Good. So if you had, like, the Hockey Hall of Fame for breakfast and the Caps coaching job for lunch, what'd you do for dinner that day?
There was no need for dinner. I was too busy trying everything in life. What a fantastic day.
Well, congratulations on the job. As you come in, is there something that you know right away you want to change with this team?
That's a good question. Not necessarily. I mean, every coach has his own style, and I'm going to develop my own style. But when you watch the Caps play in the playoffs, I thought they, you know, really upgraded their game from the season. And, you know, they played very good hockey. They played with a lot of confidence. And, you know, they lost Game 7 to the Rangers to play us, the Devils, for the championship of the conference finals. I mean, that's pretty good hockey.
Now, we know you from so much experience with the Caps. What did you learn when you were away from us?
Well, you know, as a player, when you retire, you know, you watch a little hockey, and you kind of always have a little feeling for the teams you played for. So anytime there's a Caps game on, you know, you think back to when you played in the city and your friends and your memories, and, you know, you just have a little bit of extra in your heart for that team.
Some coaches have a style that's kind of authoritarian, others more of a player's coach. How do you consider yourself?
I guess I'm somewhere in the middle. I believe in discipline. I believe in structure. I'm a very analytical person, but I also consider myself a communicator. In today's world with technology, you can't hide. There's no secrets. The players know everything. They watch everything. They see everything. They talk about everything. It's an open book, and you can't hide. And because of that, I believe the guy's going to be able to communicate. And I'm gonna show them, because they already know it. There's no secrets out here anymore.
Well, so what are you communicating to your players now as they look to you as their head coach? What's the message you want them to take home?
Well, the first message is, as I said, what I saw them do in the playoffs. They played I would say that was the most I've seen them play a team game with total commitment through the lineup. And we're going to try and add on that and change a little bit of systems. And then you go to the individual and you try and see if you can enhance his own game. Because if every guy gets a little bit better, then obviously the team gets a little bit better. And you just try and grow. You know, it's a process.
Well, I'll tell you what, even though it hasn't been that long since you were here playing, it's been a sea change in the way the fans are dealing with the team. This town is crazy for the Caps now.
Yeah, well, no question. So Ted's taken over the team. We moved over here to Arlington. The practice facility is top-notch, probably the best in the league. The facility, you know, just the atmosphere around here is one of the upper echelon professional franchise. And obviously, you know, drafting Ovechkin as a rookie and lighting the league up has really helped. And the fan base is huge, and it's very exciting every night. As a visiting team, when you come in here, the place is electric every night, and it's, you know, it's a fun event to come to right now.
Absolutely is. And listen, I don't want to scare you away here, but you know the expectations are anything short of a Stanley Cup is disappointment.
Well, I think for two-thirds of the league, that's the same expectation. And we're obviously going to be no different. You know, you're very close last year. You know, a few breaks here and there, a little adjustment, maybe some bounces, and you're playing for the conference finals. And you know, that's good hockey. That's down to the Final Four. And they were very close, and so obviously you want to take a little step further.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, and a lot of folks around here are so glad you're here. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Caps' new head coach, Adam Oates.
Unleash the Fury!
You better believe it.